This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Wellness DC, hosted by Dr. Richard Giannotto. Dr. Giannotto is the founder and medical director of the Giannotto Clinic in Tysons Corner, Virginia. The Giannotto Clinic specializes in microsurgical hair restoration, skin care, and renewal, and quality of life for wellness medicine. Now, here's Dr. Giannotto.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Wellness DC. Good morning, Andrew. Oh, there, he nodded. We have been talking about something called cardiometabolic disease and the risk inherent in cardiometabolic disease. And, you know, if you've been following the broadcast, it all comes down to the fact that heart disease, type 2 diabetes are intricately linked. You have a poor lifestyle choices, if you will. You don't eat very well, and you get nutritional diabetes and some insulin resistance, and this inevitably, if unchecked, can lead to heart disease. So what I thought we'd do, in the last program we reviewed the action of insulin and why insulin is necessary. It allows transport of glucose into the cells, and any excess glucose, once insulin drops, goes to the liver to be used for future energy needs. And when the liver is full, the glucose is turned directly into fat, triglycerides. So, you know, I made the statement, and a lot of other doctors have made the statement, that you don't get fat by eating fat. You get fat by eating refined carbohydrates. We're going to talk today about type 2 diabetes and how to defeat type 2 diabetes. Now, a word of warning, seriously. When I talk to you about type 2 diabetes and when I talk to you about things that can decrease insulin resistance and decrease hyperglycemia or high blood glucose, I'm talking to you about a long-term plan. So many of us today want instantaneous results and only look to the short term. You can't do that. You've got to have a long-term plan to defeat this. And in the short term, when you say to yourself, oh, that piece of chocolate won't kill me or that cinnamon bun won't kill me, you're wrong. You're absolutely wrong. I would rather one of my patients take a full day, one day out of the week, and cheat all that they wanted than to cheat a little bit every day. Because by cheating a little bit every day, you're still getting that glycemic response. You're still raising your insulin levels every day instead of one day a week. So think of it this way. This is a long-term plan to defeat chronic disease, to forestall heart disease, to feel well, to live longer, and don't give in to those short-term bursts of infidelity, if you will. All right? It's like being unfaithful to your husband and your wife. You're being unfaithful to yourself. So type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes. Pre-diabetes means that your blood sugar's up, you got some insulin resistance, but you haven't met all the criteria for type 2 diabetes. But both of those, type 2 diabetes and pre-diabetes, you know, it affects every other American, and one in four kids. And it all stems from our nutritional habits. Now, type 2 diabetes in America alone, just America, has tripled since 1980. And researchers estimate that by mid-century, 2050, one in three Americans will have the disease. Okay? So this is terrible. Our obesity rate is 33%, and our diabetic rate is going to be 33%. And it has led a lot of researchers and a lot of physicians and healthcare advocates, including myself, to make the statement that children born in the year 2000 and beyond will be the first generation to have a lower life expectancy than that of their parents. It's a shame. And it all has to do with nutrition. Furthermore, 1 in 3 Americans are obese, as I have said, and 1 in 3 Medicare dollars are spent on diabetes, making it the biggest driver of our federal debt. All because of the way Americans are eating. All because of Supersize Me, all because of addictive food combinations that the food companies place in processed foods, all because we're working too hard and we don't find the time to prepare our own meals and sit down with our family and have a good dinner. We're feeling the effects of this. And you know what? I make it sound like it's not your fault, but it is totally your fault because this is totally within your control. I don't care how busy you are. I don't care how many kids you have. You can always find the time to eat right. And going to Starbucks and having a morning bun and a cup of coffee with half a cup of half and half in it is not eating right. Not eating right at all. You are just doing your body all sorts of damage. So, Dr. Mark Hyman, who's very famous for lecturing on this subject, terms this state of events diabesity. He calls us the United States of diabesity, and he's totally right, because diabesity is a term he coined to describe a continuum of health problems ranging from mild insulin resistance to a person being overweight to a person being obese and to a person being diabetic. And remember, diabetics and diabesity are the underlying cause of most heart disease, of most cancer, and the most premature death in the world. So, you know, one of my high school classmates has been posting on Facebook, and, you know, he's got a bad case of pancreatic cancer, and he wants to survive, and he wants to fight this. One of the ways that you can start fighting, one of the ways you can aid your chemotherapy is by eating an alkaline diet, avoiding refined carbohydrates, because cancer feeds on sugar. Yeast infections also feed on sugar. But by alkalizing your body, cancer cells really can't survive. A lot of the medical profession does not want to recognize this, but it's true. Research has shown that it's true. It all boils down, in most instances, in 80% of the diseases that we have, it all boils down to your lifestyle and your nutritional habits. And by you denying this or not believing this or not wanting to believe this, you're all thinking short term, not long term. And then you wonder why something horrible medically happens to somebody in your family. Most likely you can trace it back to your nutritional and your lifestyle habits. I'm not trying to be caustic here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm trying to drive a point home. All right. So as I've said, these conditions which encompass this term diabesity, these conditions are 100% preventable and reversible. And reversible. So it doesn't matter how sick you are now. You can get yourself well. I can help you get well. Other physicians who believe in these theories can help you get well. Most of you believe that diabetes is not reversible and that obesity is difficult, if not impossible, to treat. And the reason you believe that way is because you continue to exist under the same conditions that got you to these states. You didn't get obese by fasting or exercising. You got obese by sitting around on the couch and feeding your face 24/7. You got diabesity because of the damn refined carbohydrates that you keep shoving down your throat. And now you feel it's useless. I'm too old. I can't change. Well, yeah, you can. But you have to want to, number one. You have to realize that these things are reversible if you stick to the course. And you have to realize that it's not going to happen overnight. Your obesity didn't happen overnight, neither did your type 2 diabetes. But they will go away. It's like my hair loss patients that come in and want a hair transplant, and they want to see results in the first 3 months. It's not going to happen. After a hair transplant, it takes a good 15 months before you see the final results. You have to be patient. It's a long-term thing, as are most things. And we have gotten unaccustomed in the United States to thinking long-term. Everything has to be for instant gratification. And unfortunately, believe it or not, this mentality does lead to disease and stress and diabetes and obesity and heart disease. It really does. So, scientific studies show without a doubt, that diabetes and obesity are preventable and are reversible with aggressive nutrition and lifestyle modifications. All right? I'll say that again. Scientific study. This is backed by science, ladies and gentlemen. Backed by science that without a doubt, diabetes and obesity are preventable and are reversible with aggressive nutrition and lifestyle modifications. And you know what? If you had listened to your grandmother and your mother from the start, we wouldn't have to do aggressive treatment. But now this has gotten so far and it's permeated every corner of our society that treatment has to be aggressive. Nutritional and lifestyle treatment has to be aggressive. And it starts with our kids in the schools eating the right type of diet, getting enough exercise, getting enough movement, and stimulating their minds with study. It starts with that. It starts with less visits to fast food restaurants. And think of it this way, ladies and gentlemen. You know, with a fast food restaurant such as McDonald's or Burger King or a Taco Bell, especially Taco Bell, you don't know what the hell you're eating. I don't even think you can call that stuff beef. So really, would you really want to see you or your kids put this stuff into your system and you wonder why disease comes out? I mean, gee, it's incomprehensible how many of us fall for the advertisements that these fast food restaurants put out. Incomprehensible. It's not good at all. So, Americans, let's start with diet. Americans eat an average of 152 pounds of sugar and 146 pounds of flour every year. There are your refined carbohydrates that are causing diabetes. 152 pounds of sugar a year and 146 pounds of flour a year. These are toxic drug doses of diabetes-causing food. Sad. Sad but true. Hold the thought. We're going to run a commercial, and we're going to be back so I can talk about my displeasure even more with the nutritional and lifestyle habits of Americans. See you in a few. Hi, this is Dr. Giannotto, and for 25 years, I've been helping men and women like you with hair loss prevention and restoration. You know, a full head of hair makes you look better and feel better, all while improving your self-confidence. And now I'm proud to announce that the Giannotto Clinic is the only clinic in Virginia that offers all three major hair restoration procedures under one roof. We have Artis and Neograft, the two automated robotic follicular unit extraction procedures, and we have the tried and true follicular unit transplantation strip method. Now you can find a perfect fit with the procedure that works best for you, and in one half day begin your journey to natural, permanent hair. We make all three procedures affordable, and our consultants can match your lifestyle and desired recovery time to a specific procedure. Your results will be precise, permanent, and aesthetic. Call now, 703-556-4247. And when you call, make sure you ask me about SmartGraft, a new procedure involving more precision in less time than any other FUE method. Call me now, 703-556-4247.
For the past 20 years, Dr. Giannotto and the expert staff at the Giannotto Clinic have been Washington's leader in hair loss prevention, restoration, and age management. And now the Giannotto Clinic is proud to introduce genetic testing in its age management program. This proactive program is based on each individual's genetic makeup. As you age, you can look better, feel better, and live longer. Based on scientific knowledge, medicine, nutrition, and a healthy lifestyle, the Giannotto Clinic can combine preventative aging, hair restoration, and facial rejuvenation to help you turn back the clock. So whether it's low libido or you're just not feeling like your old self and want an energy boost in your life, both men and women are encouraged to call the Giannotto Clinic for a free consultation. 703-556-4247. That's 703-556-4247. While you cannot go back and make a new start, you can start today to make a new ending. Call 703-556-4247. That's 703-556-4247.
And we're back. We were talking about reversing obesity and diabetes, the conditions that use most of our federal health spending dollars. If you listen to that last commercial that we run all the time, I'll challenge you. You come into the office and you meet me. If you don't like what you hear, you can walk out of the office. But I'm telling you, I can reverse all of these bad things in you And it may be a difficult first 2 weeks, but after that, it's easier than eating high glycemic foods. And you will be literally a new person. You'll be lighter. You'll be more active. You'll be healthier. And eventually, you'll be free of chronic disease. It's a good program, ladies and gentlemen. I challenge you to try it. And we've revamped it so that we can make it very affordable for everyone involved. Okay, that was the problem in the past. The testing was getting out of hand, but we've found a way to modulate all of this and to make it more affordable. So think about it. Call me. Make an appointment. You will meet with me and only me. All right? This is my baby, and this is something that I love to do. So think about it. Now, we were saying that Americans eat an average of 152 pounds of sugar a year and 146 pounds of flour a year. And, you know, these are the two major diabetes-causing foods, and you're eating toxic doses of this. But what I want to get across is that diabetes and obesity can be reversed, without any drugs and without any surgery by following lifestyle modification, a few successful lifestyle modifications. And the most dramatic thing you can do right now, today, this hour, 8:20, is to reduce and or eliminate sugar in all its many disguises. See, that's the key. You think because a label doesn't say sugar that there's no sugar in that food. No, the food industry is smarter than that. They don't want you to stop eating sugar because their sugar and their mixtures of sugar and saturated fat get you addicted to their processed foods, to their fast foods. And as long as you're going to allow them to cook for you, and you're going to buy food like this all the time, they want to make sure you come back for more. So they may not call it sugar, but it is sugar. Sugar feeds insulin resistance, which leads to inflammation, which leads to high blood pressure, depression, very poor sex drive. And this I see all the time in the over 50 crowd, men and women. They think they have an impotence problem. It's not an impotence problem. They're eating too many refined carbohydrates, and they have no sex drive, period. We get them on some lifestyle modifications, and it's amazing how much sex drive they have. Poor sex drive, and sugar can lead to some cancers. Cancers thrive off of sugar. They really, really do. They love to grow and multiply in a high glycemic environment. All right. They also love to grow and multiply in an acidic environment. So if you're eating a lot of meats, a lot of proteins, and very few vegetables, you're in an acidic environment. You need to eat a lot of vegetables and low glycemic carbs to get alkaline and ward off cancer cells. Okay? In lieu of refined carbohydrates, stock up on whole, unprocessed foods. These will balance your blood sugar, ladies and gentlemen. These will reduce inflammation. They'll reduce the oxidative stress that causes aging. They'll reverse insulin resistance. You need to go to the grocery store, and you need to choose colorful fruits and vegetables, plenty of omega-3 fats, coconut butter, olive oil, legumes, nuts, and seeds. These are the foods that we all should be eating. And you know what? Yeah, I like my steak once a week or once every 2 weeks, and I eat chicken and I eat fish, but it's not the main course in my meals anymore, and nor should it be in yours, okay? The correct dose of a protein, if you have a 12-inch plate, should be the size of your palm, all right? The rest of that plate should be filled up with low glycemic carbs in the form of fruits and vegetables. And remember, even too many fruits contain fructose, another type of sugar, too many fruits can wreak havoc with your metabolism. Think of fruits as nature's candy, all right? And you want to stay away from certain amounts of that, you know? One or two servings of fruit a day, is great. But more than that, you're just overloading your system with fructose. And in the end, it has the same effect as overloading your system with glucose, fat formation. So you want to watch that. So when they say 8 to 10 servings of fruits and vegetables a day, it's 2 servings of fruits a day and 8 servings of vegetables a day. Remember that. And some of the best vegetables you can eat are the brassica family of vegetables, cauliflower, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, kale, all have very, very potent anti-cancer properties. Very, very much so. So when remember that foods, the foods that you eat, turn on gene messaging for better or for worse. There's no middle ground. Whatever you eat is going to either have a good effect or a bad effect on your genetic material. And this in turn will affect your metabolism, chemical reactions, your propensity towards obesity, then diabetes, then heart disease, then cancer, then stroke, then high blood pressure, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it's all downhill if you make the bad choices. All right? So balance your blood sugar by choosing colorful fruits and vegetables, by choosing omega-3 fatty acids, coconut butter, olive oil, legumes, nuts, and seeds. Now, the other side of that coin is, in addition to doing that, you need to get the correct nutrients. Micronutrients, meaning vitamins, minerals, and other things, are very, very necessary as cofactors in the chemical reactions in our body. Scientific studies have proven that a good supplementation program of micronutrients can slow down the progression of chronic disease, can even influence whether or not you're depressed, and can, in some instances, prevent cancer from occurring. These are valid studies. They're all based on the work of a scientist named Bruce Ames, A-M-E-S. You can look up his work. It's brilliant. It's really, really brilliant. Supplements and nutrients can make your cells more sensitive to insulin. They can balance your blood sugar, and they can reverse diabetes. Everyone really should be on a high-quality multivitamin mineral complex. There's no doubt about it. Everyone should be taking that minimally. But in addition to the vitamin mineral complex, you need to take 2 grams a day of omega-3 fatty acids. You need to supplement in addition to what's in the food. You need to take 2,000 units of vitamin D a day, 300 milligrams of alpha-lipoic acid twice a day, and 200 to 600 milligrams of chromium daily. And it would be nice if, in addition to all of that, you can take 5 grams of fiber twice a day. All right? Now, just to make it easy for you, all of that that I described can be distilled down into 3 things. Multivitamin mineral complex, vitamin D, and I recommend a liquid form of vitamin D where you can just drop 2 drops on your tongue every day. It's immediately absorbed, and your levels, your vitamin D levels will go up. And I have just finished designing a supplement that I call Glucovinc, G-L-U-C-O-V-I-N-C. It's taken from the Latin. It means to conquer glucose or to balance glucose. And in Glucovinc, we have your alpha-lipoic acid, we have your chromium, and we have several other herbs, which will really decrease insulin resistance and get to work on your cells to try to prevent type 2 diabetes. That will be out in about 2 weeks. It'll be featured on the website. You can get it through the office. It's going to be a great, great supplement to take. Instead of taking 5 different herbs, you take one of these, and it's brilliant. Okay? So, the next principle to try to ward off diabetes and to try to ward off obesity is common sense. You got to get enough exercise. You need to use a combination of high-intensity interval training for cardio and some resistance work on the weights. You need both. You can't have one without the other. And I don't like long, slow runs or long, slow walks. You can start that way. The problem is that these get you hungry when you go for long periods of time, and then you find yourself cheating and you find yourself eating a little bit too much. High intensity interval training, you'll walk for 90 seconds and then you'll run as fast as you can for 30 seconds, and then walk another 90 seconds and run as fast as you can for 30 seconds, and you'll do this for 20 to 25 minutes. And then you add a weight program to that. I can have you in and out of the gym in 40 minutes with a tremendous workout and a workout that's successful. So Think about that. You need to exercise. And the final principle, you need to get sufficient sleep. Lack of sleep or poor sleep damages your metabolism, spikes sugar and carb cravings, and increasing your risk for numerous diseases, including type 2 diabetes. So there you have it. All right? It's a horrible thing that most of us, or a third of us, will have type 2 diabetes. But it's good to know that we can reverse it without drugs. It takes a little willpower. And again, my challenge still stands. Call me. Come into the office. You don't like what you hear? You don't get charged anything. But I can make you better. You have a great week. You eat responsibly, like I always say, and we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Wellness DC with Dr. Richard Giannotto of the Giannotto Clinic in Tysons Corner, Virginia. Thank you, and have a pleasant weekend.
Hey girl, school zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The traditional light bulb, a groundbreaking invention in 1879. It's time we switch to longer-lasting Energy Star light bulbs. They're more efficient than the old bulbs, like a text message is more efficient than a carrier pigeon. And they cut down on our energy costs. Because in our own groundbreaking age, we deserve a light bulb that saves us some cash. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
This is Mark Amtower. If you're looking for cost-effective and efficient methods for marketing your products or services to the government or to other government contractors, look to LinkedIn. There are over 400,000 members in the D.C. area and more than 92 million nationwide, but only a small percentage actually use it well. I can show you how to leverage LinkedIn in ways that support your marketing, sales, and business development efforts. I do this for large and small companies, and I can do it for you. Drop me a line at mark@federaldirect.net.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop talking to me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. I have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
The West Point Society of Washington, D.C., supported by alumni, sponsors, and individuals, is preparing their 8th Annual Leadership and Ethics Conference for D.C. Metro Area 11th graders, March 19th at the George Mason University Arlington campus. Students will learn about this year's theme of What Does Living an Honorable Life Look Like? From members of America's current greatest generation, including ROTC and West Point cadets, as well as recent graduates serving the nation. For more information, search West Point Ethics and Leadership on Facebook.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFMHD2 Manassas, WTLPFMHD2 Braddock Heights Frederick, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy athletics. Listen each week for Tech Tuesday on Federal News Radio. Every Tuesday, we zero in on how technology inspires innovation. Tuesday mornings at 11, it's Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy, the latest on products that help bring policy to life. Then Tuesday afternoons at 12:30, join Federal News Radio's Jason Miller for Ask the CIO.
Federal News Radio's DoD Wednesday. At 3, DoD reporter Jared Serbu hosts On DoD, a discussion with senior managers about how the department meets its mission. At 4, in-depth host Francis Rose brings you Pentagon Solutions, a smart discussion on the issues and challenges of the defense community. Plus daily DoD updates, mornings and afternoons, Monday through Friday. DoD Wednesday on Federal.